Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you had a good Easter, the holiest of Christian celebrations. Hopefully you could afford eggs if you hit them for your youngins. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. God forbid you gave chocolate to anybody, you big spender. Did you check the price of chocolate? Holy cow. I thought I was going to have to leave one of my kidneys at the grocery store. Bought some package of candy, which of course Melissa doesn't really want, until, you know, there's certain times where she's like, I need chocolate, and she always raids a little bit the stash that I have. So I went out to buy some chocolate for her for Easter, and holy cow, I'm not kidding you. A little packet of Reese's. So I think they're like the mini peanut butter cups. What would amount to about four or five of them cost me like $5. I was paying like $1 a cup. Maybe that's the going rate. I'd have done better off buying gold. Goodness gracious. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. You have to hit the lottery to afford chocolate today. I'm serious. It's amazing how much this stuff costs. Oh, my goodness. Let me move on. I'm thinking of doing a Sunday TV show, not radio, TV show for all of my folks that are part of the Backstage Club. We may make it available to everybody and just do some special stuff. We haven't decided yet. The other thing I want to tell you, on Spreaker, I told you I had one person that signed up. It's $5 a month to support my Spreaker podcast. I have two now. I have two people. We've doubled. Man, if we keep this up, who knows? We may actually be able to afford. I think Spreaker costs us like $80 a month to just to have. So we keep this up, and we may be able to afford Spreaker. By the way, those of you who are supporting us with your the Warriors, that's what that stuff goes to. You'd be shocked. So you pay, I don't know, $100 a month for a website. You pay $80, $100 a month for Spreaker, as an example. A month. And then you pay, $20 a month because you have to do certain things like for graphics. Chris creates graphics, so our service for that's $20. You get death by 1,000 paper cuts in this business. We were spending, Melissa has the numbers, but it was well over $1,000 a month for just websites. And because when you get a website, you don't just get the site you want. You have to get everything around it to keep the left from getting stuff and then, you know, ruining your stuff. It's insane. And that's what eats you alive. I mean, I'm thinking, boy, we just got our check-in, you know, for the website. And Melissa goes, it was gone because we spent it on blankety blank. And you're like, it's like parking fees, right? You don't own the spot. You just rented it for a little bit, but it's $50, you know, to park somewhere. You're like, what? Crazy stuff. Anyway, I'm thinking about doing this show, and I want it to be about Judeo-Christian political issue worldview. So we would take stories of the week and discuss them with a Judeo-Christian worldview and sort of put our side of it out there. Like, when leftists say this is the way it is and they act as if it's holy, we go, no, it's not. Let me give you our view. It would be fun. It wouldn't be... I mean, I don't watch the 700 Club and stuff like that, but it would be like that, just fun. It would be us discussing, a bunch of guys getting together just to have a conversation about life in general. And I would have guests on the show, invite theologians to offer their opinions, and I really want to know what your thoughts are. Now, I'm not going to kid you, I'm swamped, but I feel like God is calling me to do it, and I don't even know why. I think of what I do here, to be honest with you, as a church. I think of, you know, we're fellowshipping. You're coming to me. I'm offering this non-biblical, still conservative, Christ-following worldview that many of you espouse to. But as I tell people all the time, I'm not going to go off Philippians 4:13 on you. And the reason I don't do that isn't because I truly have a want to be to quote scripture a lot of time, but I refuse to do it, and here's why. I don't think you need that as a lesson. You can tell a historical story. If I tell you a story about my dad and how his impact was on me, it's like talking about, well, when Paul was going from Damascus to, you know, it's still history. And I realize it's biblical in the sense of Paul going from Damascus to wherever, to Jerusalem. But it's history of what I'm explaining about my Paul, you know, my Saul of Tarsus story in becoming Paul, right? Or my David and Goliath story. Or my Noah story. Or my Job story. The Bible is full of stories that act as parables to the lives that we're leading. And the idea of doing something with a show like that would be to say, we're living in the same moments. I mean, I'm looking at this, the lie trying to become the truth with the Biden administration and everything that the left is doing. The Bible talks about this, the lie becoming the truth. When you allow that to happen, you're doomed. So what we do as a church, we have people who support this, quote, ministry of Kevin Jackson, as it were. And you hear me giving praise to them. These are the people that are building the walls of my church. These are the people that pay for the website. You know, that I mean, if we had a choir, they'd pay for the choir. I love the Lord. I'm the choir. I'm the one singing. But as we literally, as we add to it, you know, to what we do every day, I just think of it as a ministry. I really do. I look at it as, and by the way, I don't profess to be a pastor. I haven't studied theology. My older brother is a PhD in theology, so I have him to back me up. And I think much of what we do, though, as conservatives, is based in Judeo-Christian values, and it's easy to find scripture to support it, as I alluded. So why not? I find the history of the Bible interesting, though I'm no historian. There are people that are much better at history. It's interesting, I'm saying, come learn about the Lord from a person who has no training, or be it theological or historical. But you're here. And I think many of you do enjoy what we do. Anyway, consider it. Let me know what your thoughts are, because I'm thinking about it. I don't need more work, and certainly we're going to have to figure out how to finance it, but I do believe that there's something moving in that direction. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills, so now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
April Fool's Day, believing nothing, trust no one. So, just like any other day, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I was young, I loved April Fool's Day. I love trying to figure out something that would make people go, what? And I remember my grandmother, I was like, oh, so-and-so died. And I had everybody up in arms, and she was like, baby, you can't be saying stuff like that. I mean, I see you want to have fun on April Fool's Day, but you can't do that. You know? I don't know who I said died, but I made everybody believe it. Oh, man, it was such a fun day for me. Because it was a day that you got to sort of go, Joe Biden's president, and people go, what? And you go, I'm just kidding, it's Donald Trump. It's Trump. Isn't that what you felt like in November 2000? November 2000. I had COVID. I go to sleep. Couldn't sleep very much. But I'd been asleep. I woke up and Donald Trump was winning, but it was close. I was like, this is crazy. But I looked and I was like, oh, well, he's got it. You know, there's no question. He'll be it. No reason for the scare. And then everything shut off. at 3 o'clock in the morning. This was at midnight. By 3 o'clock when I woke up, finally got to sleep and woke up, we had a clown for president. Welcome again, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. April Fool's Day. I wish I could tell you. They finally, you know, prosecuted everybody in the DOJ and Donald Trump has been awarded the presidency. Because that's what should happen. But you'd see right through that April Fool's joke. Because you know it ain't happening. We got Republicans that won't do anything to help us out. What's funny about being a conservative or Republican on April Fool's Day is at least we're not stupid. See, leftists don't need a day to be fooled. They celebrate it all year long. We get to have fun with this day. We get to try to fool each other. Leftists, if you gave them something like, oh my goodness, there's an invasion at the border, they would be like, yeah, we started it. We started that invasion. We know it. Clowns, daily doing things that you would go, you're kidding, right? Surely you're kidding. Oh, they're bringing in a bunch of illegals and they're putting them up at 5-star hotels. April Fool. Oh, no, it is true. Oh, they're bringing in illegals and they're putting them up at 5-star hotels and they're giving them $1,000 on their SNAP cards. Free money. April. No, that's true. They just let a bunch of illegals out of prison because they don't want to prosecute them because they don't want to pretend. They want to pretend that they're not illegals. They're claiming that black people are white so that they don't have to skew the statistics on black and black crime. No, you're not kidding. Think about what the left does and ask yourself, are you kidding? We're sending billions of dollars to a war that we're not even involved in, to a country that we don't really know, where most Americans can even point it out on a map, and there's no end in sight. And Congress is allocating even more money to do more because we're going to, you know, fight this other country that nobody, again, could even find on a map. Give me their problem. Give me your issue. What is it? Tell me what it is. Oh, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ruin the economy, and we're going to raise inflation where people can't afford food. We're going to watch the suppliers shrink the food, and we'll call it shrinkflation. But the Bidenflation that makes them not be able to afford other stuff, we're going to report that that's good for you. And you should be happy about it. And everything is going to be good. Don't worry about you can't pay your bills. That is happening. We're going to pretend that the crime rate is actually shrinking because we're not going to count the crime from major cities. And we're not going to give you all the data. But crime is shrinking. I'm just fooling around. Oh, no. That's happening. What are the things that happen on April Fool's Day that you would think is a joke by the Biden administration? We have a guy who has the worst record as a presidency. He's running against a guy that has one of the best records as a presidency. And people still want the guy that's the worst president ever. April Fool. Oh, no, that's true. I could go on. The fewest day, I will tell you this, this is the fewest day for marriage proposals. It's April Fool's Day. Honey, will you? Oh my gosh! Just kidding. I was thinking about this day. I think about this stuff all the time. Speaking to Joe Biden, by the way, he got heckled. Yeah, so they did this event at Radio City Music Hall. Big fundraiser. We don't even know how much money was raised because they won't tell us. It was $36 million. No, it was $25 million. They charged $250 minimum per person. I saw it. It was pretty full. But I ask you this. If you were invited to a Trump rally for $250 a fundraiser, and it could be attended by anybody, and let's say they held it in Texas, do you think Trump could get 10,000 people from $250 and higher and fill it up? Because I'm going to tell you right now, he could do it in an instant. Trump could raise $50 million in a two-hour deal. If Donald Trump invited to, like, take Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were invited, wouldn't even matter. If Joe Biden was going to have a gala and he brought whoever, I don't care. They filled it up with a bunch of Holly weirdos and other people like that. But Donald Trump said, I'm going to bring Kevin Jackson and Larry Elder. He sell tickets, I'm telling you, 250 and up. And now think about it, 10,000 people, $250. So he's raised 25, what is that, $2.5 million? Let me do the math. Yes, $25 million. But that's the cheapest ticket. Then they go to 500, 1,000, and then people could go up to the, I don't know what they did, but they had, because they posted the Biden stuff, and 250 was the minimum. I can guarantee you Trump could raise $50 million in a night. But they act like, oh, Joe Biden, they raised all this. Okay, I tell you what. If it's so good, do it again. Do it in another place. By the way, I don't think maybe there were 5,000 at Joe's event, but it was a gala. It was a special. There are people that, I'm telling you right now, they wait in line for Trump. Now, they're free. I'm going to level set. They're free. But I'm convinced if Donald Trump goes to any location, and if let's make the minimum ticket 50 or 100 bucks up to, say, 1,000, he raises $20 million everywhere he goes. Don't be surprised if he tries it just to show the Biden administration that he could do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'd buy a ticket. Not that I have the money. But I would, because I'd want to support him. I'd want to show people that we're willing to pay for this man to be back. And it's not April Fool's, by the way. I'm being serious. I would absolutely pay to see Donald Trump, and I think many of you would as well. We come back, we're going to talk about the random punching of women.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. For the first time, bird flu is turning up in dairy cattle. Both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the CDC say they've confirmed it in cows from dairy farms in Kansas and Texas. Avian flu has been impacting flocks in Europe, Asia, and America for the past few years, causing illness and death. The cattle findings come just days after goats on a farm in Minnesota were diagnosed with bird flu. The agencies say bird flu in cows should not have a major impact on milk prices because there's a sufficient dairy supply. Reporting out of the Middle East says a top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike in Syria today, the strike taking place near the Iranian embassy in Damascus. It's unknown if the commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard survived the attack. The strike comes as a Hamas-Israel war rages on in Gaza. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
Radio show. Update now on a story we've been talking a lot about, and we talked about it yesterday right here at 10 o'clock. There's this recent wave online on social media. You were filling me in on this, especially TikTok, I think. But these women saying that they were randomly punched just walking down the street here in New York City. The NYPD tells us they can account for at least 7 attacks at this point, where victims then later posted a video about it.
Yeah, those videos are so scary. You see these women with these big welts on their faces and heads. All of the incidents happening within the last 2 weeks and all in Manhattan, more specifically the areas of Midtown and below. In terms of investigations, this is what we know. We know that police arrested 40-year-old Skiboki Stora for punching 23-year-old Hallie Kate on Monday in Chelsea.
Police also released an image of a man wanted in connection, you can see that image here, with the punching of a 24-year-old woman on Tuesday as she walked on 6th Avenue, also in Chelsea. That woman's TikTok post about the entire ordeal has garnered hundreds of thousands of views. The NYPD has reiterated that there's no evidence that any of these incidents are connected.
Random punching of women in the face is what they're talking about. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, at Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What was it Jackie Gleason's character would say? Pow! Right in the kisser! Random women being attacked. There's no connection, according to that particular article. The police say there's no connection. They've arrested a couple of men. You couldn't see the map, but there's been at least 10 of these attacks. But there's no connection. And I agree, folks. Men are not meeting in cabals and deciding to go punch women in the face. At least I haven't been invited. I mean, guys, let me know. Is there somewhere we're meeting to do this? I mean, I don't think I would go. If I went, I would be like, guys, why? Why the hate? Why are we trying to do this? But I do have suspicions that there is a connection of sorts. And I'm about to get to it. So they dictated, a woman was randomly attacked, blah, blah, blah. I saw the video of this woman. She looked Middle Eastern, I guess would be the way to put it. And man, somebody clocked her, hit her in the jaw. She had a bruise on her jaw the size of a grapefruit. And we don't have the video of that one, but she is talking through her mouth like this. And she goes, I don't go anywhere now without my son or a male companion. What? Women are walking with men? Wait a minute, I'm confused here. Women now want to have a gender discussion. And I'm not saying this woman's a feminist or one of these crazy leftists, but I'm just saying she recognizes that she doesn't want to go walking by herself, and she ain't picking another woman. She's picking a dude. She says, I'll go walking with my son. I don't know if she had a husband, But if she did, I bet she would say that. And if she had a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? If she was of that ilk, I don't think she would feel as safe. I'm just saying. The New York Post had an article that says, to fix the subway, New York City must fix its mental health problems. Business Insider headline, women in NYC are getting randomly punched in the face and nobody knows why. Folks, this is making the news. By the way, I know why. I know why women are getting punched in the face in New York City, in other cities around the country. And if it hasn't spread, don't be surprised if it spreads. The TikTok videos that people are making, we're picking on New York, but has anybody looked? Is this happening in Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, wherever? Because I have more than a theory about it. See, I believe that these women are getting punched in the face because of the women's movement. I believe that women are getting punched in the face because they're bringing over guys in these caravans of thousands and thousands and thousands of young, you know, war-age men who come from societies where they don't like the kind of women that we create in America. I'm talking about leftist women. I'm not talking about conservative, beautiful women. I'm talking about those lefties. Those women who emasculate men. Those women who, in many cases, hate men. Those women who taunt men. See, let me tell you something. The one thing that nature teaches you is if there's a bigger, badder dude in the jungle, you better leave him alone. And by that I mean this. When I was a kid growing up, I made my assessments. I said, you know, if I was 13 years old and there was a dude who was a black belt and he was 23 and he'd been practicing a lot longer than I had, I went over with respect. And I knew the pecking order. Didn't mean I wanted a beat down, but I'm just telling you, I knew the pecking order. I knew, don't get lippy. You know, don't get crazy. There are certain things you can do, they're willing to take, but there are things where people draw lines and they say, that's it. Well, let me tell you, the fairer sex is pushed and pushed and pushed. And I'm talking about these beautiful conservative women. I'm talking about these leftists. They want to be men. They want to challenge men. They want to emasculate men. And they think men are just going to stand aside. Alpha males don't step aside for anybody under any circumstances. I'm watching this series of Marco Polo. It's about Kublai Khan, grandson of Genghis Khan. You know, a family of alpha males taught to fight, taught to be in control. And I'm not telling you that the way that women were treated back in the day is the way to do it. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm telling you is there are Kublai Khans out there. There are Genghis Khans out there. There are Alexanders out there. And they are not going to take it. You can push so far and then people go, that's it. And what's happened is women have pushed it too far. Now, we true alpha males on the right, we've been fighting back the whole time. I mean, I know I have. I'll call it skank a skank. But other men are pushing back in their own way. Conservative women are pushing back, fighting for womanhood. But at the end of the day, the leftist women are winning. And by winning, I mean they're losing because they're now being marginalized. They're not treated as women. They're not thought of as women. They're not sanctified. Because there was a time when a guy wouldn't even think to do something like that because other guys would just jump him. In one case, some guys went after the guy. I watched him punch the lady I talked about earlier that had the big grapefruit on her face. Guys watched it happen, and that dude, he just sauntered off. He was pushing a basket or something. He didn't even run because nobody attacked him. I can tell you, when I was growing up, if that happened in the middle of the street, that dude would have got a beat down like you wouldn't believe. We exalted women. Conservative men still do. I can tell you, if I watched a guy punch a woman in New York City, he'd get a beat down. I'd give him a beat down. But women don't want that anymore. They, I'm a woman, hear me roar. Well, then, okay. It's a free-for-all. But I'm going to tell you, there's no good thing that can come from this. And by this, I mean, you're not only dealing with what women here want to describe as toxic masculinity and rape culture. They're bringing it to us. See, I've watched the videos of these guys. I watched this video, these guys from somewhere in Africa. I want to say Ethiopia, or it could have been Kenya, but probably Ethiopia. Maybe Ghana. Now, honestly, I'm not sure. But long story short, I watched these guys, and they're doing an interview, and the guy says, so, they don't believe that you can rape a woman. If you forcibly have sex with a woman, they don't believe that's rape. And they believe that it's their right. She ultimately feels good. So what does it matter that they just take this from her? And he's trying to reason. He's like, how do you come to this way of thinking? Well, that's just the way it is. Culturally, that's what they think. We had a guy, he went to my high school. I won't say his name. But he was over from Mexico, and he was a known rapist in Mexico. And they sent him over. His parents were rich. They sent him over to see if the military would get him right. This is a cultural thing that women are encouraging. The same way, by the way, that leftists encourage racism. They encourage all the phobias that they're against. They say we're xenophobic because we don't want these people over. No, we are culturally American, and we don't want anybody coming into our culture unless they share it. Think about businesses. Businesses used to have a culture. They talked about it. It was in an employee handbook. This is our culture. This is how we behave. Do they even do those anymore? Do people even care? This woman said, her name was Haley Kate, 23-year-old TikToker. She lives in New York. A viral video, 4 million views. This happened latter part of March. She said she was punched in the face while walking down the street. We'll play the video when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job. and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In this audio we're going to play about this girl, her name was Haley Kate, 23-year-old TikToker. I love how they describe him, a TikToker. Lives in New York, and on March 25th she got punched in the face. And there's something she says that is a hint to why I believe this epidemic, as they've described it, of women being randomly punched to the face is occurring. And as I jokingly said in the previous segment of the broadcast today, there's no cabal of men getting together saying, hey, when you get the chance, punch a woman in the face. I know this, as a conservative man, I haven't wanted to punch a woman in the face, and there's a lot of them that probably deserve it. Whoopi Goldberg and Farage, whatever the name is, that's on all the women of The View, how about that? They probably all need a punch in the face if you want to just look at them as being vile creatures, but I wouldn't want to do it. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Conservative men are taught to exalt women. We even give leftist women the benefit of the doubt because I'm not going to hold somebody's politics against them. They may not agree with me, but I still hold them in somewhat of esteem. Some of them really do try to be good mothers. Some of them really do. They don't have malice in their heart for their stupidity. They're just stupid. It's okay. You've met many stupid people. Some of them even on our side of the aisle. You love them. You endure them. And that's okay. But then there are those that just despise you for being you. You ever been in a room full of, I've been around them. When you do what I do, the business of what I do, and you go to the belly of the beast, and somebody knows you're a conservative, or they know you from Fox News, you should see the vitriol, how they treat you. It's unbelievably vitriolic. I mean, I can describe it as, you walk in a room, you can feel the tension. And they are so goody-two-shoes, better, holier than thou, better than you. And for what reason? They think their politics makes them better than you. Doesn't matter what you've accomplished. Doesn't matter how many people you've helped. It's like they feel like God. You want to know why when I call them that? Because with God, you should never feel like you're good enough. There's no human being that I don't feel like I'm good enough. I could be in the presence of the Pope. I don't feel lesser of a human being than the Pope or MLK or anybody else. I only feel that when I'm thinking about my relationship with God. That is the only being that I say, I'm not worthy of being in your presence. Everybody else, I'm worthy. You are no better. Your mind works just like mine. It is good and it is deviant. It is the yin and the yang of the universe. I don't care how good you are, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, name them. Now, some of them overcome it. They become truly biblical and they transcend that. And that is to be congratulated. I still don't feel less. I could be in the presence of Mother Teresa or Gandhi or MLK. Pick who you want. And I still don't feel less. I will admire the things that they do, the experiences that they've had. And I will feel like, boy, my life, I really have a lot more to do. But I don't feel less. That's why I don't idolize stars and things like that. I just move along my merry way. I see Denzel at a ball game. I don't, ooh, there's Denzel. There's a guy that acts. And he's good at it. I admire his craft. If we happen to be in somewhere and we strike up a chord and we become friends organically, cool. Or maybe I do notice him and say, hey, Denzel, good to see you. Your son plays ball here. That's exactly what happened when I saw him. It's like, oh, your son, I didn't realize your son played ball here. Yeah, he's on the whatever they call it, the experimental squad, the squad that helps get the other guys ready. I said, well, even if you're on that squad, you got to be a heck of a player. Then I went and got my beer and went to the bathroom. But I was like, hey, man, listen, can I get your number? You know, I was it. Many people, I can tell you this, I know a lot of what you would call famous people. And to me, it's not that big of a deal. And I think that's part of the appeal to for the friends that I do have. They're like, well, Kevin doesn't, it's no big deal. Because it isn't. Anyway, I'm getting off course here. I want to play this clip. This young girl, she's speaking about getting hit in the face, and she says something that I think you'll catch. So let's see if you catch it.
I just want to give an update on getting punched in the face. I said I was done f***ing crying on the internet. Here I am. I am going to the hospital. I feel like I'm probably... Oh, my God. Looks like I have a f***ing double horn. Honestly, that's kind of fitting. Anyway, I was just walking on the sidewalk, and my head was down. I was, like, looking at my phone, just sending an email, but there was so much room on the sidewalk, and, like, literally nobody was around, and I guess this man, I don't know if he punched me or if he owed me. I literally passed out, so I don't really remember, but I think he just was really mad that my head was down. He was walking his dog, so he took it upon himself to body check me and let me know to be conscious of my surroundings, which now I f***ing will be. And then I fell to the ground, and I, like, literally blacked out for a second. But then I got up, and he was screaming at me, like, screaming at me. And I was just, like, scared, so I literally just ran away. And then I was like, wait, am I crazy? Like, what the f*** happened? And then I was like, oh, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, I'm going to just urgent care. That's probably so f***ing drama. I could put some frozen peas on it and be fine, but everybody's like, go to urgent care. And since I did black out for a second, maybe just in case I have a concussion or something, I don't know.
Did you catch the thing that she said that might have tipped off why she got hit in the face? It would be easy to miss it. I would understand if you didn't catch it. You guys have it teed up. Let's play it again. See if you catch it this time. I'm only going to play that part because this is a girl sort of admitting that I'm probably, I mean, by the way, cute girl, cute little blondie. Looks nice. I mean, she again looks attractive. Why would somebody punch this cute little blondie in the face who's looking down at her phone?
Oh my god, looks like I have a f***ing double horn. Honestly, that's kind of fitting.
She says, it looks like I have an effing devil horn. Honestly, it's kind of fitting. Now, I curse. I ain't going to lie. I got to stop. My brother stopped years ago, and we agreed to stop together, and then I had to raise a 17-year-old. But this is a woman, 23 years old, who's cursing multiple times. We bleeped it out. And she says, it looks like I have kind of a double devil, an effing devil horn. Double devil horn or something like that. And honestly, it's kind of fitting. That's what she says. Now, I don't know anything about her, but her self-assessment says, I'm a devil. So, look, I'm not here to moralize. I don't care. Be who you want to be. But what I'm telling you is, I suspect that the women's movement that has done a number on men and made men feel like we're worthless. I look at the number. I saw a statistic like 70% of black women have degrees. 30% of black men do. And higher degrees, it's far more women than men. Black men have been emasculated. So much so, I don't know the statistics, but man, these dudes seem to be turning to homosexuality more than any other group per capita. All these people that are bisexual on the DL, we just talked about this guy Diddy the other day. He's an equal opportunity sexual assaulter, seems to like boys as much as he likes girls. What is the deal? How many stories? And for the record, many, many more of these women that are getting punched. And this other girl, we have another clip. This is another attractive girl. She was leaving a class or something, she said.
So I just got punched in the face walking home. I was literally, like, leaving class. I turned the corner, and I was looking down, and I was looking at my phone and, like, texting. And then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face. I'm, like, actually in shock right now. I'm just, like, walking home because what else do you do? But I just texted my friends being like, hi, I just got punched in the face. And then they sent me a TikTok of this other girl in New York who got punched in the face. And she was looking at her phone. And I don't know if this is like a thing that's going around. But I guess if you're in New York right now and you're walking while looking at your phone, maybe don't do that. Maybe head on a swivel. I guess we're going to be super aware of our surroundings.
The girl said, I don't know if this is like a thing. Let me tell you what this thing is. This is the voyeur that breaks into your house. He steals your panties. And you know what cops say about that type of person? He's going to escalate. Unless something changes with leftism and they start respecting men, I think you're going to see an escalation. It's not going to get better. The men coming in this invasion don't have any respect for women.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.